Matt, just wanted to talk about Chandler Jones and the evolution you've seen in him and the kinds of things now that he can do in that dual role for you at end and linebacker that maybe he wasn't as able to do in his earlier time with you.
Well, I think certainly, as players mature through the system and spend more time and years of experience in the system, some things that initially when you're a rookie or a younger player that you are working to understand conceptually or from a big picture or even a fundamental standpoint, when those things start to become second nature or just learned habit, then you can start to expand yourself from a role standpoint where now you can handle multiple different looks or positions or fundamentals from that standpoint of just being in different alignments or stances or positions. So certainly as someone like Chandler, plays over a course of a period of time, some of the things that become second nature to him allow him to focus some of his attention on becoming more of a versatile player. So guys that come into the system that have experience doing that can handle it, maybe a little bit quicker, and then guys that are, new to the system that are still trying to learn the different fundamentals and basics that we're doing as a defense, are going to concentrate on that first and try to be productive in that avenue first before we try to expand the role.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask you, looking at the skill sets required to play those two positions, how unusual is it for one guy to have both of those skill sets?
Well, I mean, I think when you get to this level, I think we have a lot of guys that have multiple skill sets and just in general are, professional football players, players that can play in different positions and handle a lot of different responsibility and technique. So we really kind of do that with everybody on the defense, from the front guys to the linebackers to even the secondary, ask those guys to play in different positions and to, fit into the defense in different spots based on what it is we're trying to accomplish that week. So I think it's actually a pretty common thing for players in the NFL to do once you, kind of get yourself established at being able to handle your job first and foremost. And like I said, that skill set, and after that, maturity period has gone through, then you can really start to branch out a little bit more. So certainly Chandler obviously has some great skill sets for, playing in the position that he does. He's a long guy. He's got some good quickness and some ability to be powerful. But, like I said, we have a lot of guys that do multiple different things, including, Vince from the interior positions to Chandler and Rob at the outside positions to, Gerard, Mayo, Hightower, Jamie Collins to our safety position where, a lot of guys are playing multiple different roles.
Hi, Matt. I just wanted to ask you quickly about one play this past week, and we all focused on Vince and the work that he did in making that interception. But Vince gave some credit to the defensive backs on that play and the work that they did. And I just wanted to see what you saw from some of the other guys in the secondary there, outside of the, putting the focus on some of the guys outside of Vince and how maybe they contributed to forcing that interception.
Well, I think it's, when you look at any play on the football field with everybody that's out there, everyone plays a role. It's just such a unique sport in which all of the players on the field have to be doing their job or completing their assignment in order for plays to be able to occur. So certainly I would, credit everybody from the pass rush to the coverage players to the ability to, diagnose the play that was happening and be able to recognize it and try to make a good play on the pass attempt. And obviously just the, I would say, hustle and pursuit to finish the play, and that's really the key for us, is trying to finish the play and put ourselves in good positions to make plays when the opportunity arises.
Hey, Matt, I was wondering, when you have a situation like with the Chiefs this week where, Jamaal Charles, his status may not be known until much later in the week, how much time do you put in to preparing for both him and Al Davis, and are they two different styles that you have to prepare for?
Great question. I mean, I think obviously if you look at Kansas City and their offense right now, I think what they're you know, moving towards is a very efficient, high-powered offense, starting with the running backs. I mean, you know, obviously Charles, who, you know, is quite a dynamic and explosive player, but they've really got quite a few guys at the position now with, you know, Davis coming on and having a tremendous game. He's a very, very, very good, powerful, strong running back with a good skill set, all the way to Joe McKnight, who you'll see on the field also, who is a, you know, very explosive player and a dynamic guy that can make a lot of things happen very quickly. So they certainly have a lot of different avenues they can use at running back. I think they have a system in place where they use those guys in, you know, a couple different positions and get you into some matchup situations there that they're trying to take advantage of. Certainly Charles is one of those guys. McKnight is one of those guys. And Davis, really, you know, he's done some of that also, and obviously the efficiency that he's brought and showed with the running game. So they certainly have some very dangerous weapons in the backfield that they can take advantage of, whether it's a matchup in the passing game or in the running game, and exploit pretty quickly. I think the quarterback has done a great job of, you know, facilitating that offense and mixing in a couple different styles of play, whether it's the, you know, passing game, the quick throws, the deeper downfield throws to his skilled players, and then along with the little bit of the, you know, the read option game with the running backs, who obviously Alex Smith is a very dangerous athletic player when he's given space to run, which you can see in a lot of his plays, even on the passing plays where he's been able to pull the ball down and gain a lot of extra yardage by running the ball. So certainly it starts in the backfield with this group, but then obviously extends to the skill positions on the perimeter. They're a very fast, very explosive team. Donnie Avery, obviously Bo with his size and his ability to go up and make plays. But even the receivers, you know, Hemingway's very fast, Hammond, who's very, very fast. Just very explosive guys that can get vertical downfield quickly. And they've now combined, you know, tight end position with that also, that they've gotten some big plays. Obviously, Fasano's a, you know, very steady tight end in both the run and the pass game, a guy that can do a lot of different things for them and a guy that's very trusted in their offense. And then, you know, obviously their other tight end, Kelce, who's a very, you know, good big play type of tight end who can get downfield and catch the ball. He's got some, you know, real productive downfield plays. So they certainly have done a great job of, you know, building the offense, and I really anticipate, you know, them being at full strength when we head out there next Monday.
You pretty much answered everything I was going to ask you. I wanted to ask you about Harris, Kneale, but the one that I wanted to ask you real quick was about Demetrius Harris. Was he a surprise to you? I mean, he's a basketball player, but he seems to have a lot of ability also.
Yeah, I mean, I think those guys, obviously there's a good track record of the transition type players, but, you know, people tend to fit into the system and, you know, obviously have become pretty productive. So, you know, I think it's all three tight ends and all the guys in those spots that they use are very, very productive.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Matt, I just, after the rough second half in the opener and then the first drive in Minnesota, your defense hasn't given up a touchdown. How pleased are you with the progress?
Well, I mean, I think obviously we're just trying to improve, you know, every day and every play and every game, and obviously we're just really focused right now on getting better for next week. There's certainly a lot of things, you know, in the games that we play, and obviously last week that we can do better and that we can improve on, and that's really what we're trying to focus on is more the, you know, every single play trying to get better than where we were the play before or the week before. So we're certainly trying to push forward and certainly trying to make that progress to get better. We got a long way to go, but I will say that our guys work extremely hard. They study very hard. They practice very hard, and they are they're great as far as that mentality of trying to be better than we were the day before, the play before, the game before. So that's really where our focus is on moving forward and trying to improve.
Matt, we saw Chandler Jones had a couple ball passes down last week, and obviously his length helps there, but how difficult a play is that for a lineman, even with a guy of his length, to do?
I think you see a lot of defenders being able to have that ability to do that. I think it just has a great situation where if you're in the throwing lane and you have a good pass rush or coverage drop, whatever the situation may be, and you can get your hands or whatever it may be, arm in the way of the throw, you're going to be able to recognize that situation and try to do it to the best of your ability. So certainly is, I think it's obviously part of a skill set that a lot of defensive players have and have been able to do throughout the game.